Hello everyone and welcome to our Monday Motivation Talk. This is the Leaders Connect podcast and it's always a great honor to be here with you. If you're listening to me on the podcast, welcome, welcome, and I'm so happy to have you back again. If you're joining us from TikTok, welcome, welcome, welcome. Give yourself a pat on the back because you've made the right choice to start the week well, to start the week right, with fellow sisters and brothers that are on the same journey as you are, and this is the personal growth journey. So today's topic is relationships. We want to nurture our relationships. Last week, Pastor Steve talked to us about friendships, and he asked us a question: who is a friend? Who is a friend? And so today we're going to carry on from where he left off and talk about relationships. And this is our starting point. Today is, first of all, let me start off with a quote. I always love to start off with a quote, just like my mentor, Dr. John C. Maxwell, does. So relationships become better when we tear down the walls that divide us and build bridges that bring us together. Relationships become better when we tear down the walls that divide us and build bridges that bring us together. And so what is the objective of today's teaching? We want to build bridges so that we can increase our friendships and build better relationships. At this point, if you haven't grabbed your paper and pen, I want to invite you to do so. It's going to be a marathon. I believe you're going to do 30 minutes. And then after that, we will invite our pastor, Pastor Steve, to come and conclude or tie everything together for us. Then we will have Sheila, Eva, I hope she can make it today, come and conclude for us with her beautiful gift of singing. And that during in between there, if you have any questions, feel free to post them in the comment section and our moderators will capture those and we will handle those during Pastor Steve's session. So here we go. I believe by now you have your paper and pen and we're good to go. So we start by the usual statement that relationships are a choice. You see, one of the greatest gifts that God gave us and that you can give your child or your employees or your followers is the gift of choice. Present them with the tools that they need and then give them the choice or free will to choose what they want. So relationships are a choice. All bridges have one thing in common, and they take you from where you are to where you want to go. In today's teaching, we will discover that relationships are like bridges. You see, the beauty of bridges is, one, bridges take effort to build, but they are able to connect us from one point to another, from one person to another. They're the connection between one person to another. For example, there's this quote, and it's actually, I believe it's a book. There's a book also. No, it's not a book. It's just a quote, a saying. The 9 degrees of separation. Is it? No, the 6 degrees of separation. Oh my God, I'm saying my own things today. And what that means is anybody in the world that you can think of, that person is only 6 people away. And that is the beauty of working on building bridges. Because if you have built good bridges, then you can be able to reach anybody in the world. For example, for me, if I was to look closely using the connections that I have, someone like my president right now, President Biden, is just 1 or 2 connections away from me because of my mentor and the people that surround me. My mentor is Dr. John C. Maxwell. If you look closely, if I wanted to reach Ruto, I am 1 connection away, because Martha Karua is my friend. And if you're my friend, then that means that you are maybe 3 or 4 connections or even 2 connections away from the people that I've mentioned. And that is how life is. That's how the world is. We need to focus on building relationships, building bridges, and tearing down the walls that separate us. Bridges bring people together. Bridges take effort to build. Bridges make life better. The questions you must be asking yourself: am I a bridge builder or a wall builder? Am I building walls or am I building bridges? You see, walls separate us from others. It doesn't matter what the others means. It could be from the outside world. It could be from cold. It could be from extreme heat. It could be that wall is protecting you from or separating you from danger, right? But walls not only separate us from others, but they could also separate us from growing our relationships and in building our connections. While on the other hand, bridges bring people together. Relationships are a choice. And you may ask yourself, wall or bridge? You see, people can usually trace their success and failures to their relationships in their lives. Building bridges to others and for others is the best way to have good relationships with them. And so here's a question that I want to pose to you and myself today. Are you a wall builder or are you a bridge builder? The purpose of today's call, or rather today's talk, is for us to build more bridges and break down the walls that are separating us from others. Could they be cultural, racial, or religion-wise, or whatever it is that is separating us? What is it that is creating these differences? We want to bring down those walls so that we can build our relationships, so that we can build bridges that will connect us. Bridges take effort. Every time you cross a bridge, remember, it took effort to build. And it takes effort to maintain it. That is also true with relationships. Social media is a bridge to initiating relationships. It's a good place to start. It's not a good place to stay. There is no strong commitment from either person, and often it has a passive approach to others. So social media relationships have very little potential to reward a person with great depth, but it's a good place to start. Once you understand people, you will also understand that it takes time and effort to become a good friend to them. I don't want to go into details of talking about a friend because Pastor Steve did it so well last week. And I want to read for us 10 facts that you need to know about people. 10 facts that we need to know about people. Fact number one, people are insecure. Give them confidence. If there are any married men in the house or any men that are dating, sometimes ladies get insecure and they want to be reminded that they are loved, right? Children want to be reminded that they are loved. Men also do want to be reminded that they are loved. So people are insecure. Give them confidence. Number two, people like to feel special. Compliment them sincerely. Sincerely compliment them. People like to feel special. Sincerely compliment them. Tell me, how do you feel when someone comes to your live stream or to a live stream where you are sitting in the guest and either they compliment how you look or they compliment your profile picture or your green screen or they compliment your typing, your way of communicating? It feels good, especially when it's a sincere compliment, isn't it? That is the truth. So people like to feel special. Sincerely compliment them. People like to feel people look for a better tomorrow. Show them hope. There's a lot of hopelessness out there on this platform. There are some platforms that you will go to and you will just feel as if the world is coming to an end the next minute. People look for a better tomorrow. Show them hope. People need to be understood. Listen to them. Have you ever had a conversation with someone and truly, truly you feel they are not understanding you? And you try to explain yourself and you're not getting an opportunity to explain yourself so that you can be understood. It is such a frustrating experience. I've been there. So people need to be understood. Listen to them. Take time to listen to them. I want to use an example. Yesterday, I was looking at, I happened to visit the late Brian Chira Spurgeon. May he continue resting in peace. And one of the things, one of the lessons that I learned about him is he was a good listener. He was a good listener. He could have been playing a match and the other person, the opponent, is saying 1, 2, 3 things, and he would listen even when the things that were being said were not pleasant. Listening to others is a gift. When someone else is talking, just listen. Give them the time. In fact, in communication, we say that when you speak, when someone else is speaking, when you talk over someone, you are stepping on the, it's like stepping on someone's feet intentionally. You just step, you raise your foot and you step on them. Not kind at all. So people need to be understood. Listen to them. People lack direction. Navigate for them. People lack direction. Navigate for them. You see, that's a very tricky one because not everybody wants you to navigate for them. And it's sometimes a delicate thing to do when you see someone heading the wrong direction and you want to help, but you don't have a relationship with that person and you don't know how things will turn out. And that is the purpose of today's talk, for us to focus on building bridges, building connections, building relationships that are strong, so that when we need to help someone or to say something to a person, we are not wondering what will they think, how will they take me. If you have a relationship with a person, you can always ask them, I've made an observation on XYZ. Could I talk to you about what I'm seeing? You know? But if this person is a total stranger or it's a person that you see from afar, it would be difficult for you to even share your thoughts with them. So people lack direction. Navigate for them. People are selfish. Speak to their needs first. People are selfish. Speak to their needs first. You may be needing something, but someone else needs it. You'll be like, okay. For example, you're trying to get to a door. You're trying to get into a building, and both of you, one of you needs to go first, and you're in a hurry. Instead of opening the door and then hitting the person behind you with the door as you rush to where you're going, why don't you hold the door for them and you let them go first? It won't take much time. Or even if you need to go first, still hold the door for them until they come in. Okay? People are selfish. Speak to their needs first. Remember, we're talking about 10 facts about people. And then the next one is people get emotionally low. Encourage them. Welcome, Nyox. People get emotionally low, encourage them. If there's a time the Kenyan community has ever needed us to come together, it is now. Because we have all experienced an emotional low. Some of us have experienced the lowest of the lowest during this season, the last 1 week Actually, the last few weeks have been quite tricky with so much going on the platform. But the last 1 week has been the most difficult for all of us as a Kenyan community. People get emotionally low. Encourage them. Be an encourager. There are people in life that when you talk to them, they always raise your spirit. They push you up. You feel their presence, feeling empowered, inspired, encouraged, loved, appreciated, seen. Umeonekana. And then there's another category of people. You live, anytime you're in their presence, you feel discouraged, you feel low. People get emotionally low. Encourage them. In fact, there's a saying that my mentor likes to use, and he says that people are like elevators. And there are some elevators, when you get into, they never go up. All they do is go down. And there are people that are like that. When you're in their presence or when you get into their space, they never go up. They never encourage you. They just bring you down, all the way down to the basement. And then there's another category of people. When you get into their elevator, it doesn't matter what's going on in their life. It doesn't matter who they are or the environment you're in. The elevator always goes up. Up, up, up. Let us focus on being the people that are bringing hope and encouraging that person. Don't be the reason that pushes that person to the edge of the cliff. Don't be the reason. Be the person, or be the reason someone was almost falling, and you stretch your hand and you get them, and you show them hope and you show them love. So people get emotionally low, encourage them. People want to be associated with success. Help them win. People want to be associated with success. Help them win. Do you know something that could help another person? Don't hold on to it. Be a river. Don't be a reservoir. Be a river. Let blessings flow through you. If you look at people that blessings flow through them, these people are blessed. And we keep on asking ourselves, why is it that blessings always locate certain people? I want to give an example. My BFF is not here, but he's one of those people. And I want to use him as an example because we all know him. Kamau Mwangi, he is a river. He gives out whatever knowledge he has, whatever wisdom he has, whatever he has in his hand or in his heart, he releases for others. And when you interact with him, he's quiet. But when you get to interact with him, you realize that he has so much knowledge in so many things. Why? Because he's a river and not a reservoir. On the other hand, think of a reservoir. Think of a dam. What happens in a dam? That water does not have an outlet. It does not have It doesn't have a source, and it doesn't have an outlet. Such water grows mold and all sorts of funny plants, algae and all. And such waters do not sustain life. Why? Because it doesn't have a source, or rather it doesn't have an outlet. So there's no way of this water getting fresh. Let us aim at becoming a river. A river, not a reservoir, not a dam. Let blessings flow through us. Let's share the knowledge we have. Let's share the blessings that we have. Even when we don't have anything, the little that we have, let us share with others. And sometimes being a river, or allowing blessings to flow through us, means that we have to hold our tongue. We don't always have to say what we are thinking. You don't always have to speak up your mind. Because by so doing, you could be hurting the other person. We were having a conversation the other day about a friend that had a deep Meru accent in high school. And someone made fun of him, and they said how that person terrorized them in their first years of high school with their deep Meran accent, and they actually imitated them, and the person took it very personal. Why? We may not know the full story, but this could be something that this person has been shamed about over and over all their life. And then here we go, we're thinking it's a joke, or we needed to speak our mind, and we say it and it comes out the wrong way, and it injures this person, it hurts them. Let's be careful what we say to others. You could be highlighting someone's forehead, and that is probably the one thing that they don't like about their body, or someone has said something or done something that has hurt them so deeply in connection to that feature of their body, right? So my mom always tells me that I don't have to be the one to break the news. We can let the news anchors break the news. It doesn't have to come from me. And people don't always have to know what you're thinking about. Don't be a book that people can read to a point where they know that if I throw, like a vending machine, if I throw a coin in there, 25 cents, I'll get this and that is worth 25 cents, right? Be mysterious a little bit. Hold back what needs to stay with you. And what cannot bless another person, keep it with you. In fact, I want to encourage you not to think about it or dwell on it. Let it go. So, where are we? People want to be associated with success. Help them. What do you know that I should know? What do you know that I could benefit from? Share with me. Where are the jobs in Nairobi? Where are the jobs in Embu? Where are the jobs in Mombasa? Do you know of a person that is looking for a job? Share what you have with them. Do you know a TikToker that could benefit from something? Share with them. You don't have to get too close to them, but holding on to that information or holding on to that opportunity doesn't serve you either. It will be more blessed for you to share with them or share with someone else, and you watch them flourish and succeed, than you holding on to it and it's not helping you. Let me tell you something. I personally love, love, love when I see my friends succeeding. And God has blessed me with all sorts of friends. I have some friends that are very senior in years, some friends that are very senior in their careers, some friends that are very senior when it comes to wealth. And guess what? I don't feel the need to compete with them. If anything, I am so happy when I see my friends succeeding and I can actually beat my chest and say, hey, I have a friend that's a medical doctor. Let me find out for you what you need to do in this situation. Oh, I have a friend that is in finance in this and this company. Let me connect you with them. Oh, I have a friend that works in the government. Let's see what we can do about your situation. You see, for me, I'm happy to be associated with people that are above me, that are better than me, because what that does, it motivates me to work harder, to be better. I don't want to be in a class where I am number one and I'm being celebrated life right, left, and center. When I'm in such a situation or such a class, that means I'm not growing. But if I'm in a class where I am maybe even the last one or somewhere in the bottom half, that means very soon I will be growing, I'll be learning from those that are ahead of me. So people want to be associated with success, help them win. Then the second last point, people desire meaningful relationship. Provide a community. people desire meaningful relationships, provide community. What that means is build communities, TikTok groups, TikTok communities, TikTok lives that are influential, that will add value to others. Why? Because people desire meaningful relationships. When we build strong relationships, the next level up is a community. Can you imagine a positive community? Can you imagine if we all came together and we had one agenda, what we could do? Look at what has happened in the last few days. Looking at the Brian Chira's, the late Brian Chira's funeral arrangements and all. When people came together, when the community came together, we achieved more. We were able to go far together. Let us work on building bridges instead of walls that separate us. And the last point is people seek role models. People seek models to follow. Be an example. Be an example. You see, a lot of times, we see people that are lost, especially the younger generation, and it is not that that's where they desire to be, but it's because they haven't found the right role models. People seek role models to follow. Be an example. It doesn't matter where you are in life, what stage you are in life, but someone looks up to you. You're a Paul. What I mean by a Paul, Paul was a mentor to who? Maybe I should use a different example that is more relatable. In life, there are three categories of people. There are people who mentor you. There are people that are in the same level as you are. These are your encouragers, people that will nudge you when you're sleeping and they'll be like, hey, wake up, we gotta get going. And then there are people that we mentor or mentees. So you have someone that looks up to you. It doesn't matter whether it's in your family, in your community, at work. Be an example that they can follow because they are seeking a role model. If you are an employee somewhere, lead by example. Be a man or a woman of integrity and a man or a woman that keeps their word. Why? Because people seek role models to follow. Be an example. Our mantra, T. Messi Daniel, as you can see on the poster, or our slogan is lead by example, leading by example. And I see someone like Alan is wearing his badge. If you look closely at his badge, right below the second half, it says lead by example. We need to be the change that we desire to see, not only in the world, but on this platform. Thank you, Melvin, for sharing, for mentioning Timothy. Absolutely, Timothy it is. Okay? So, those are the 10 points. People are insecure, give them confidence. People like to feel special, sincerely compliment them. People look for a better tomorrow, give them hope. People need to be understood, listen to them. People lack direction, navigate for them. People are selfish, speak to their needs first. People get emotionally low, encourage them. People want to be associated with success, help them win. People desire meaningful relationships, provide a community. People seek role models to follow. Be an example. So today and this week, I think we are at the 30-minute mark, 29 minutes. And I want us to stop right here so that we can continue with part two next week. Today And this week, I want us to focus on tearing down the walls in our lives, in our relationships, and start building bridges. This week, starting from today, we focus on tearing down any walls that we have built around us in our relationships on this platform and start building bridges. You see, there's nothing so difficult than trying to navigate somewhere, and every direction you turn, you make a few steps, there's a roadblock or there's a wall. You finally manage to escape that, take a detour, and then you take a few steps and there is another detour, or rather another wall. What would happen if we mended our relationships? What would happen if we brought down the walls that are separating us and we choose to be kind to one another? We choose to be polite. You know, you don't have to be in talking terms. We don't have to be in each other's space. But at least we can be in a place where if your enemy, in brackets, needs you, at least you're there to show love. You're there to help them. And you don't have to engage further with that person. But at the hour of need, be there. Let's come together. Did you see what happened last week when Team Kenya came together? It didn't matter who is in which group does not get along with who. But look what happened. We were able to come up with what we've come up for so far for Brian Chira. This week, let us bring down the walls that separate us. And did I say bridges? Let us bring down the walls that separate us and build walls, or rather build bridges that will connect us with every platform. That change has to begin with me. It has to begin with you. One-on-one relationships. So anyway, to be continued. That brings us to the end of this first part. We'll continue with part two next week. Do you have any questions? Put them in the comment section. And Pastor Steve, I want to bring you to just tie all this together for us. Thank you so much, guys, for being amazing and for being here. And we'd love to see your comments, your takeaway home points. Please feel free to post them in the comment section.